jacket.
Okay.
Tell me what it is you're thinking.
Well, I'm just thinking of words that are like coat, you know? But words like coat. Coat means what to you?
Coat is both. It's a jacket for warmth. I mean, so you put on a coat when you're going out because it's cold. Uh-huh. Or a coat is a part of a suit.
Okay.
I use that term both ways.
Like a coat, like a suit jacket.
A suit coat. You know, if you have a suit, the part you put over your arms is a coat. That's the suit coat as opposed to the pants. Uh-huh. And then you say, if you're going outside, put on a coat. That's a coverall term for any kind of overwear to protect you from the cold.
Okay.
And I say jacket. When I think of jacket, it's something that's only waist waist high.
Whereas a coat can be longer.
Would be longer.
Okay.
But an overcoat is definitely, or a top coat, is definitely an item that you wear with a suit, because it's not necessarily the best. You can't tighten it, you know.
Yeah.
If you're going out of cold weather, you want it to be tight around the waist and zippered up and tight around the wrist and the collar. Mm-hmm. And that's not an overcoat. Mm-hmm. Overcoat's for dress.
A cloth that you use to blow your nose with is
handkerchief.
Called...
Mm-hmm. Handkerchief, excuse me.
Handkerchief is good. And the kind that you would, it's like a handkerchief, but you use it to wipe the sweat off your brow?
Same thing, I would believe.
Something you would tie around your head, maybe, to keep the sweat from
Like a headband, like the basketball players do?
Well, not so much an elastic thing, but more like, sometimes they're red in color. They have, you know...
I mean, it covers your whole thing, and you tie it back here?
Yeah, you can.
I would, if I had to give it a name, it'd probably be a bandana.
Mm-hmm. That'll work.
But that's really what the cowboys wore around their neck. They pull up over their nose to keep the dust.
Oh, okay.
That's what a bandana really is. But when you see these guys covering up like a Caribbean banana picker, it's yellow or something, right?
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know another word for it, but I'd say that bandana on his head to describe it.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Clothes that you would use to work in the garden. Culture.
Work clothes.
Okay. How about clothes that you put away until the cold months?
Winter clothes.
How about shoes that you use to work in the garden?
Well, they're work shoes or old shoes.
Mm-hmm.
Good word in this part of the country is chanclas, but
what
are those? That's Spanish.
Chanclas?
Chanclas. Chanclas. It's old, comfortable shoes.
Oh,
chanclas.
Yeah. That is a good word.
You know, well, it's not a word that anybody knows. There's an interesting thing here. A lot of times I'll think Spanish before English.
Do you speak Spanish fluently?
I don't know. I'm not fluent. I can say pretty much what I need to say. I have a hard time listening. Growing up here on the border, I had the accent. So when I speak in Spanish, they say I speak sin acento. They think I'm fluent, you know, and they'll rattle it back at me so fast I don't know what they're saying. But there's a lot of words that you think of sometimes in Spanish before you think of in English, and they do the same thing backwards. And Spanish teaches you how really poorly we talk, because we have so many idioms in our language. And when you find what the Spanish is for, that's like, well, there's so many things you can't translate from English to Spanish because the English is wrong. And we accept words that we've been saying forever, but they're really not the correct word for something in English. And Spanish is not as flexible as English is. It's a rigid language. Hasn't changed in hundreds of years. And if you think of the Spanish, then you know what the correct